holiday show. This week, the conductor of the APO, Stephen Bias, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss the program.
This year, I have invited two soloists, two dynamic vocal soloists, Laurie Gayle Stevenson and Steve Amerson, to sing with us. They've been together for many years. Laurie Gayle Stevenson, a Broadway veteran, began singing on Broadway in The Secret Garden, and then was handpicked by Andrew Lloyd Webber to sing the leading role in Phantom of the Opera. She has since sung for Stephen Sondheim's 75th birthday celebration, done some amazing work with Michael Crawford in several of the Andrew Lloyd Webber shows, sings with orchestras, and is an amazing, wonderful presence. Steve Amerson is known as America's tenor, sings opera, operetta, musical theater, has sung in over 160 movies in Hollywood, now beginning to do animation voiceover, also sings inspirational music, and is one of those extraordinary talents who is one of the finest singers with whom I've ever worked. They put together a collection of holiday favorites, many traditional things that have been given a new spin with a different arrangement or a different style that we present these tunes. And we've also invited the dynamic and Fayetteville's own McNair Middle School Glee Club. I heard this group a couple of years ago at 7:30 a.m. before school started, and I was amazed, number one, that their enthusiasm was off the charts at 7:30 in the morning, but that they were singing traditional choral things, but also some show choir and other Broadway things with movement so well and so enthusiastically. And Jenny Alves, their very talented director, has done some wonderful things with this group, and I thought, what a fantastic collaboration if we involve them in the program. So in addition to these two soloists, Steve Amerson and Laurie Gayle Stevenson, the McNair Middle School Glee Club, plus a few selections that the Arkansas Philharmonic will play. We're also excited to present a new arrangement that Sarah Grafe has done. We premiered a new work for orchestra by Sarah a couple of years ago, and I asked her to create an arrangement for children's choir and orchestra, and she's here and can say some words about that wonderful arrangement.
Where do you begin when you're commissioned?
I think the first thing is deciding what piece to do. With doing an arrangement is very different from writing a new piece from the beginning. And with an arrangement like this, the first question is, okay, what do I set? And I spent a lot of time reading carols, listening to Christmas songs, listening to Christmas carols, and thinking, do I want to do something that's newer, something that's older, something that's more familiar or less familiar? I ended up choosing this Welsh carol called All Through the Night, which is not the same All Through the Night that Cyndi Lauper recorded.
Oh, yeah.
and I chose it for a number of reasons. I mean, first of all, it's a lovely tune. I also really liked the words a lot. It's a very sweet story about, you know, children sleeping through the night and the angels watching over them and keeping them safe and protected. And I liked also that it's something that sometimes is used simply as a lullaby and not just at Christmas time, but it does tend to be sung more around Christmas time. I like that it's something that when you say this to people, people go, oh, yeah, I think I know that. And as soon as you sing a measure from it, they say, oh, yes, I know that. And so I like that it's familiar but not commonplace.
Right.
So that's where I started with this one. Also, it wasn't scary. Some of the stories were really scary. So, you know, I try to avoid things with scary words in them and things like that.
Well, let me sing Sarah's praises about the actual arrangement style, and perhaps you can say a few words. It's required virtually 99% of the time to do some tweaking in the orchestra for balance, because children's voices will not project over a professional symphony orchestra. They don't have the carrying power to do that. And Sarah has orchestrated this work in such a way that I must just have the orchestra play. And it's beautiful what she's done. And perhaps you could say a few words about what you've done to orchestrate this in the most perfect fashion.
Well, there's a lot to live up to.
The most perfect.
Perfect, absolutely. Well, there are a lot of things that you have to think about, whatever you're writing in terms of balance. And in this situation, you want to think about orchestrating something so that it's lush and beautiful, but it doesn't overpower the children. And some of the things that I think about are perhaps things that I learned about in my background doing film scoring and things like that, where you want to stay out of the same register where the children are singing at that moment, so that the instruments that you hear are often playing higher or lower than where the children are singing, keeping things where you have large groups of people playing, but perhaps the strings are playing pizzicato so that it's brief and it allows the children's voices to shine through in between the notes and things like that. So it does take a lot of careful consideration and detail to make sure that it really highlights the kids.
And that careful consideration is immediately apparent because the accompaniment is gossamer-like and absolutely perfect for the kids. Not only is it a balance issue, but within the context and the emotional context of the text, it's perfect because it is very gentle, something that will be a very warm sound, but one, again, that's gossamer-like, that creates absolutely no balance issues. So it's brilliantly done, and I'm excited about performing it.
What's it like to hear it for the first time?
Oh, that's the best part. I mean, that's kind of what I live for as a composer, is hearing somebody else take my music and really perform it. And having a conductor like Stephen to do this is such a gift, because he's so good, he's so gifted, and the orchestra loves playing with him. And so those really are the moments that I live for. I think even the first rehearsal, maybe even more so than the performance itself.
Just because it's so
exciting.
Illuminating.
Yeah.
I imagine it's like a neon light coming on or
something. It is, definitely. Definitely. And you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that worked. And other times you think things worked better than I expected them to, and other things didn't work maybe quite as well as I expected them to. But I think the best part are the happy accidents, the surprises that I wasn't really even expecting. And it's very exciting.
Sarah Grafe and Stephen Baez talked to Kyle earlier this week. The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra's Christmas concert is Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville.